Today was a really wonderful occasion to meet you and to listen about your views related with the Uruguayan-American chances of improving our commerce and our activities. Really, I have had the chance in the past to be a founding member of the Uruguayan-American Business Chamber of New York, and this work that they have done together with the Chamber of Commerce of Uruguay is marvelous. We had a lot of bright, very well, agreeable, enthusiastic advices and knowledge of ladies and gentlemen about different areas in which we are very much interested. And finally, at last but not least, our financing advisor, Mr. Porsekansky, give us a nice cold water shower, telling us you must put your shield and take your weapons and go down there and try to start war. Knowing that I'm not a man of war, who knows that? But really, what we must say about Uruguay today is a few things in which we believe really strongly. First of all, after 15 years of peaceful democratic system, things have changed very much in Uruguayan society. Maybe, as always, times do his job much better than we can and than we think about. Generations have changed. Some of us are no more there. The new generation has arrived. People that were 15 years old 15 years ago are really, with 30 years, very energetic and active. Younger people are arriving to high situations in different in activities, old kind of activities down there. And society has changed very much because the knowledge, the information has also arrived to the Uruguayan homes in the last 4 or 5 years, as much as they have had in all over the world. And out of that, society has changed. And has changed in a way that you can do now a lot of things that you is not supposed to do before. How is the way to cut a salami? By slices. Thin slices, everyday one. If you put a plant like yours, the volcano shall explode. But by slices. Every day one slice, like drops, you know? Because in Uruguay, the theory about psychologic impact in economy, I think is bigger than usual in any other country. And we have jobs to do inside and jobs to do outside. Let's say we have a lot of jobs to do inside our borders, and we are really decided to do these jobs. I don't know if we have the chance to do all of them, but we have done a lot of things already. I can say that in terms of navigation, the big ship is moving in a different direction. Doing things outside means, well, these things you are doing here and things we have done last 24 hours in North Carolina, that was really a magnificent opportunity for us to make agreements and making be in contact with a state that is a really nice state. It's not as big as California, and it's not as far as Texas or as cold as Chicago, but it's nice, it's like us.